Jimmy Houston here from Jimmy Houston Outdoors. You know, when I'm not fishing, I'm listening to the Outdoor Journal radio show with Angelo Viola. Hey, let's get back to the show.
Thank you, Jimmy. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie and Derek Brandeo. Andrew Holland on the board, keeping us honest today.
Yes.
Doing a good job.
Very nice.
Yeah. I feel honest for today for sure. I mentioned at the top of the program, we had a couple of remarkable fishing stories to share with you. One of them will be coming up in a few more moments with Gord Peiser, the doc. And this one we're going to dive into now. Here's my setup for it. The seas were rough and windy. Arr, matey. Hey, sounds like one of those you scurvy dog stories, huh?
Yes.
It was nasty as they headed out 90 miles offshore to the tuna hole. Within minutes of setting up their lines, they hooked a big blue fin and then lost it. And that's just the beginning of the story. To tell us the rest, joining us now is Jake Hiles, who is from Virginia Beach, and he is the charter captain for Matador Charters. Good morning, Jake. How are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great, man. I appreciate you joining us. First of all, I have to ask you, obviously we're battling this whole coronavirus thing up here. I'm assuming you guys are right in the midst of it yourself.
I think everybody everywhere is. You know, it's also allergy season here. So,
oh, nice.
The springtime here, so I think that everybody who has a cough or a sniffle is now going to.
Jake, when is your season? When do you start, or are you in your fishing season now?
We fish pretty much year-round here in Virginia Beach. During the summertime, all the fish from the south come north with the warmth, and then during the wintertime, all of the fish from the north come south. So they all end up off of our coast.
So just to sort of set the table on this story, I'm assuming that particular day you were not chartering. You had no business going. So you invited a good friend of yours to join you on this adventure, and they declined because of weather issues. Pick it up from there, would you?
So actually, I had invited a bunch of my friends to go, and basically, I told everybody, you know, there were a lot of big fish around. Commercially, they're not very valuable this year because of everything going on in Asia with the coronavirus. And so I'd been calling people saying, you know, there's some big fish around. Let's go catch the new Virginia State record. And everybody turned me down. The only person I was able to get to go with my buddy Jeff, and he said that he would go, but only if I turned the handle, because he didn't want to crank it.
I don't blame him. By the way, Jeff or Jake, what is the state record?
The state record was 606 pounds. It was caught in April of 2015 by Chase Robinson on the 8-Up, and I was actually a part of the crew that caught that fish. And the new one that I caught a couple weeks ago was 708 pounds.
Oh my God, crazy! All right, so you've got your buddy and you set off into the windy conditions, I hear.
Yeah, it was nasty. There was, you know, it was forecasted to be nice, but it's one of those things where you get everything ready to go, you get on the boat, and you start heading out, and as soon as you get out of the inlet, you notice that it's not the calm conditions that they had called for. And so we just went ahead and went anyways.
So you get out to your spot?
Yeah, it took about 3.5 hours, 4 hours to get there. And we trolled out there. We drove right on out there. We started trolling. As soon as we started trolling, within a few minutes, we hooked a big fish. I fought that fish for about an hour, and So normally with the bluefin tunas, when we get them beside close to the boat, we would harpoon the fish.
If we harpoon,
we don't have to get the fish super close to the boat. We can, 20, 30 feet away, we can throw the harpoon at it and have the fish under control. And the harpoon is not legal for a record. So you have to gaff the fish, which means, gaff is a pole with a hook on it.
Yep.
So that means we're going to have to get the fish within 8 feet of the boat in order to get a gaff in it. Well, I fought this fish for an hour and I got it close to the boat and, we were getting ready to gaff the fish. And when we got ready to gaff the fish, the, fish kind of freaked out and it swam into the propeller.
Ooh.
And killed itself and cut itself off. But it was a very big fish. I mean, it was bigger than the fish that I actually caught for the record. But we didn't catch it. So that fish was gone. Fought that one for an hour. And we set the stuff back out. By that point, it was dark and we were drifting. And I caught a big shark, a hammerhead shark. It was about 500 pounds. We released that.
Now, do you normally, Jake, do you normally stay out like into the wee hours, like in the dark?
Sometimes, with bluefin tuna fishing especially, the rule is you don't come home until you have one.
Right.
So, you don't go all that way until you have a fish to bring home. But normally, most times, no, we wouldn't stay out there at all.
Okay, so you do the shark thing, and then what?
Then a dolphin hung up in us. It didn't actually get hooked. It swam into our line, and somehow the line got lassoed around its tail. And it took 2 hours for me to took an hour for me to figure out that it was a dolphin. And then it took another hour to get it so that we could safely release it without a bunch of line hanging off of it. So by that point, I'd spent over 4 hours of the 4 or 5 hours of the evening fighting fish. I was tired.
Yeah.
And I went to lay down, and I got to lay down for about an hour, and then Jeff started yelling that we were hooked up, and I went out there, and I came out there. There was just one of the rods was checking out. He started cranking in the other rod, and when he was cranking in the other rod, right when he got it close to the boat, he hooked up on that rod. That ended up being like a 6 or 7 foot long mako shark.
Oh my god!
And it was right beside the rod that I had hooked up. The tunas act a little bit different than the sharks do. The tunas go straight down,
right,
pretty fast, and the sharks kind of stay along the surface and make short bursts. The rod that I had was going straight down. I know that was going to be a tuna fish, and Jeff, he had a shark hooked up, and it was literally right beside my rod that I'm hooked up to a tuna fish on, and I know that it's a shark. I can see it, and I was afraid that it was going to cut my line, and Jeff handled that really quickly. Reached over there, cut the thing off, and got it going away from where we are. And I settled in and started fighting that tuna fish. We were in like almost a mile of water, and we're using these big Penn International 130 reels, and they're spooled up with, they have monofilament on the top, and then they have braided Dacron underneath of that for backing. And then at the very end of the reel, they have about 100 yards of hollow core.
Yep.
A thicker line. And we just put the hollow core on there at the end, just kind of like a notice, like, hey, you're getting to the end here, you know.
Yep.
And I had this reel. I had probably 50 pounds of drag on this fish. We're in a mile of water. The fish is going straight down, and 50 pounds of drag is not stopping him. And I threw the drag all the way up to full, which is about 70 pounds of drag. And it finally stopped him. But when it stopped the fish, I had about 10 to 15 feet of line left on the reel. So it completely almost fooled me. It almost went straight to the bottom in a mile of water.
That's insane.
And so then I just had to, I figured that the fish was stopped, and if I was able to hold that much drag with that much line out, I might as well keep the reel on full drag and just keep them turned around and coming towards me. And, that's what I did. And of course, fish was, at that point, was almost a mile away from me. So I had a mile of line to reel in. And, I got all the backing back onto the reel. And then there was about 300 yards of monofilament on there. And, took me 45 minutes to get all of that on there. And, the fish really was, I mean, he was fighting hard. He was staying down. But he wasn't really, I had so much drag on the fish. He couldn't really make any runs or anything like that. So
he already done that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I had him turned around. I got him back up to the thermocline. Got the mono back onto the reel and got him back up to the thermocline. And the thermocline where I'm fishing, there's water on the top that's hot. There's water on the bottom that's cold. The water on the bottom that's cold is about 53 to 55 degrees. The water that's on the top is about 72, 73 degrees, the surface water. And so I'm bringing the fish back to the boat. As I get him out of that cold water and bring him into the warm water, the fish freaked out one more time. He made a short run. And then I think that the fish just died. And then for the last 300 feet, I just cranked the fish right to me. And whereas I'd lost the fish earlier that night in the propeller, this fish just popped up on the surface dead.
It was meant to be, wasn't it? It was meant to be.
Easy, yeah. I wasn't going to lose that one on the gas.
And how big was that? 700 and what?
708 pounds. It was 109 and a half inches fork length. And,
oh, my God.
It really, it's a big fish. And we've been growing these fish here for the last 15 years. We have one strain of these fish that's coming every year, and it's coming back to the same area. And they're getting bigger every year. That fish, I mean, it was I feel like that was on the large end of normal size for bluefin tuna that were here this year. Just a lot of the fish that were there that were big like that were sold. And to me, the record was worth more than the commercial value.
And in fact, did you not share that fish with all your buddies back at the dock?
I did.
Good for you.
We caught that fish, and we got it beside the boat, and Jeff said that he didn't think it was a big fish. It was dark, and I think that he was a little bit delirious, and I looked down there and saw it. It was definitely a big fish. But we got up the next morning at sunlight. It took me 53 minutes to catch the fish, and it took over 2 hours to get the fish into the boat. I have a door, a tuna door that opens up so that we can load the fish into the boat. But I did not bring a chain fall, and there were only me and Jeff on the boat, the two of us. We were both exhausted, and it was difficult getting the fish into the boat. We had to do some engineering to get it in there.
Anyways, it's a wonderful story, man. Congratulations. And now you are a state record holder. That's the bonus to that whole experience, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, and the record was held by my friend Chase. He he passed away after we caught the record, his record there in 2015. And I always thought that if somebody were going to break his record, you know, records are meant to be broken, and I wanted to break his record. So I wanted to be the
Well, there you go. I can hear people packing their bags and looking to make a trip down there and join you. That sounds like a fantastic tale, man. What a great adventure.
Thank you.
If you want more information on this, by the way, you can go to matadorcharters.com. That's matadorcharters.com. His name is Captain Jake Hiles from Virginia Beach. Hey, listen, thanks for sharing that with us this morning, Jake.
Thank you. You have a great morning, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
No problem. Best of luck for the season ahead. Captain Jake Hiles, Matador Charters, and now new state record holder in Virginia Beach, USA, 700 pounds. I didn't have the heart to tell him, you know, because, well, you know, I mean, I hate doing that. I know a lot of people would jump right in there and say, oh, are you kidding, 700 pounds? Are you going to please with that? But anyways, that for there, that's a huge fish. Normally fish in that area. He's right. These bigger fish that are moving in over the last year or two are abnormal for that area. Normally, a 200 to 300 pound fish is big, huge down in that neck of the woods. Of course, up here on our East Coast, I think they're born at 700 pounds. You know what I mean? they're much larger than down there. But anyways, that's great. New record holder for Virginia Beach, Jake Hiles from Matador Charters. When we come back, our illustrious producer will join us with all kinds of tales. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.